Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World-class rock. World-class rock.
All right, here we go. We're almost through the week, which means this time, for real, your opportunities for Toys for Boys 4 are running out. This is bonus week. This is the extra week.
Yeah, no more happy, fun surprises next week, we promise.
Pressure's on. Pressure's on to get in. 8:30 this morning.
Don't
listen for the cue to call. You're right.
Next week, it'll be back to the monotony of no surprises.
Exactly.
No bonus weeks.
Yeah, no $40,000 in prizing. Make sure you get in this morning. 8:30, cue to call. If you're caller 92, you have your choice of being in for that $40,000 grand prize. Or like yesterday, the lady got confused and chose the toy box.
Yeah.
She was so excited. She's like, oh, I'm finally in for the $40,000 prize pack. And we're like, great. What do you want to do? She's like, I'll take the toy box. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I feel like she's confused. We're still trying to get a hold of her because she then bailed. I think she was just generally a little confused about the whole situation.
What do you get? That happens. All right, that's coming up in a whole lot more this morning. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reyna, and we start now.
92 City FM News.
News is for Rexall Pharma Plus. Get your flu shot at Rexall Pharma Plus anytime, any day, no appointment necessary. Visit Rexall.ca for more details. Canadian families could be in store for some financial relief from Ottawa. Prime Minister Harper is making a big announcement this morning. Sources say he'll announce a package of breaks, including income splitting, which would allow spouses to pool their income at tax time to reduce their taxable income. Opposition MPs are against it, saying income splitting would only benefit a small number of well-off families.
They're goddamn rich people, eh?
Well, I don't understand this. So, like say you have one person in the family making, you know, $70,000 and one making $30,000. So you're going to tax them based on $100,000 now?
No, I think it's saying no, you're not. You're going to be able to tax them on $70,000 and $30,000 instead of saying...
Well, isn't that the way you do it now?
It would allow spouses to pool their income at tax time to reduce their taxable income.
Oh, okay. That would make sense because the more you claim you make, the higher tax bracket you go into.
That's what I thought.
But maybe
unless you average it out. So
but
now
I read it like 10 different articles and I wasn't entirely sure either.
Well, it is a little confusing.
It's the exact same way that's...
Because, you know, now if you take that 70 and 30, that's 100. Now, if you each claim that you're making 50, if you split it that way,
maybe it'd make a little more sense. I'm not Joe Accountant over here.
Leave it to the government to confuse the shit out of us again.
In other words, nobody will be able to take advantage of this because none of you know what the hell's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's confusing. Did you get drunk and lose your wallet somewhere?
Yes.
Have you done that?
Lately? No.
Well, fret not. You may be able to find it on Pinterest, of all things. The Winnipeg Police Service has created a hashtag found in Winnipeg Pinterest board to help you find your lost items. Police say they often get lost property like keys, wallets, cell phones, jewelry. They say their hope is that by placing photographs and descriptions of lost items online that the rightful owners will come claim them. Police policy is to hold on to an item for 90 days.
It wasn't so much that I'd lose the wallet. I'd wake up in the morning and look inside the wallet and it was empty, so I assume I'd lost the money.
Right.
Somewhere. Right. I mean, those mornings where you're terrified to actually open the wallet, really slowly. Oh, it's empty. Where did it all go? What did I do?
And Metallica are following in the Foo Fighters' steps. They're going to spend a whole week on the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson starting November 13th. They're going to sit down for an interview on that starting Monday.
Foo Fighters' idea, good.
Make money, better.
Sports now. A performance for the ages. Years from now, I'll tell my son, you know, I saw this Madison Bumgarner guy. Go Wikipedia him. The San Francisco Giants have their third World Series title in 5 years, punctuating one of the finest playoff performances in baseball history. Madison Bumgarner came out of the bullpen to pitch 5 scoreless innings on 2 days' rest.
See, here's what baffles me. Remember we talked about it yesterday, and they're like, no, we can't do it. So you can't start him, but you can put him in the fourth inning? That makes it better?
Well, we knew he wouldn't start. Well, there's a certain amount of innings that they knew. It's a pitch count before his arm is getting into dangerous territory, so they knew when he could come in. It's not the first time we've seen this. It's just the first time on 2 days' rest that a guy has thrown this many pitches. They were talking last night like, oh, yeah, this happened once before in, like, 1902 when Dit Lalonde came out for the, you know, whatever team. You know, like, it was so long ago.
Right.
That's what made it such an incredible pitching performance. Bumgarner was named series MVP. Big
weird
surprise. It's the first, adding to the history, it's the first time since 1979 that a road team has won a Game 7 in the World Series. Just two games in the NHL last night. In Edmonton, Craig Smith scored twice, and Pekka Rinne made 26 saves as Nashville dumped the Oilers 4-1. That ends a four-game winning streak for the Oil. They haven't beaten a Western Conference team yet this year. And Justin Abdelkader scored twice in Detroit's 4-2 win over Washington. The Winnipeg Jets play game two of a four-game road swing tonight as they visit New Jersey. The Devils have 4 wins in 9 games this year. They're coming off getting pasted by Pittsburgh 8-3. The Jets have won 3 of 4. Starting to maybe put it together a little bit. Face off 6 o'clock. DeMar DeRozan had 15 points as the Raptors open their season with a 109-102 win over Atlanta. And week 9 in the NFL season kicks off with a battle for top spot in the NFC South. Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints are on the road against Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. Both teams are 3-4. And with Thursday Night Football, 7:30 this morning, we'll have your Stone Cold Lock of the Century.
What a week.
Yeah, baby. Straight cash, homie. More sports at sportsnet.ca.
We've been pretty good. Our numbers are actually really good.
The income tax splitting thing, I found a little bit more info on it.
Oh, good.
The move will allow a higher income spouse to transfer up to $50,000 of taxable income to a spouse who is on a lower income tax bracket.
That's huge.
So that measure will provide eligible families with up to $2,000 a year in tax relief, and it'll cost the federal treasury $2.4 billion next year.
You know what that means for, like, common families? Straight cash, homie.
Right. Now you can take that money and put it on the Stone Cold Lock of the Century.
We're on fire this morning.
Yes, you are.
You'll be clocking crazy checks now, Rita.
Oh, my God.
Clocking. He said clocking.
Clocking.
Courtesy of MC Ren and the NWA days.
Yeah, that's right.
Clocking crazy checks.
And now, what's trending?
All right, Wheels, I'm going to play some audio. Let me go first here. Now, my computer is moving at a snail's pace this morning because it's issued in 1956.
Are you playing the Chevy guy?
I'm going to play the Chevy guy. This poor bastard.
I don't want to hear it again. I feel so bad.
Well, I had to bury my head in the carpet last night because it was hard to watch.
Someone embarrassed.
Someone embarrassed themselves. The visual helps. So I'm going to put it up at the 92 City FM Facebook page. I'm going to throw it up at 92cityfm.ca as well. After the game, they're in the locker room. They're presenting the MVP award. It's sponsored by Chevy. So they bring this dude up who looks like a mix between Rob Ford and Chris Farley to present the award. And he just, the audio's not great, Will, so I'll get you to crank it on your end there. But he just struggled.
Thanks. And congratulations. As the official sponsor or the official vehicle of Major League Baseball, Chevrolet is proud to participate in this prestigious award. Along with our dealers, we are also extremely honored to give back to this sport by supporting baseball in cities and towns across this nation. At Chevrolet, we have also been proud of the latest and greatest technology in our truck lineup, which is the all-new 2015 Chevy Colorado. It combines class-winning and leading technology and stuff with Wi-Fi power OnStar sitting there on screen to recognize your performance in this 2014 World Series.
So
I proudly present to you
hands on the keys
your brand new 2015
poor guy. Like, and then so I went
to. Did he actually say hands on the keys? Like he was reading like the.
He had notes. That's what I mean. The visual's important. The poor guy, he got notes.
He's like kind of his heart's racing so bad. Yeah. He's losing his breath. Kind of like
national television.
So
how did that poor bastard pull the straw that gets to do that?
I know. And he was bragging to all his buddies all day. Like, I'm going to win World Series. Blah, blah, blah. Then I took to Twitter to see the reaction.
He probably just got roasted.
I was peeing myself laughing at the Twitter comments. I felt bad for him in the moment. But Paul Bissonnette, former, I think, does he play anywhere now? Is he still looking for a job? Anyway, NHL enforcer. He says GM's going to need another bailout after that performance.
I think Biznasty's still in Phoenix.
Is he?
Yeah.
I know he was on a pro tryout with someone else in preseason. Then someone else. I think that poor Chevy dude sweated more in a minute than Bumgarner did in 5 innings. Was that Chris Farley handing out the World Series MVP award? Most memorable performances of the night, in order. 1, Chevy guy. 2, Madison Bumgarner. And it went on and on and on. He became an internet, a Twitter sensation like that. And I hope he winds up on like Letterman or something. That would be great.
Tosh.0 or something.
I was just
going to
say that
redemption.
Tosh will get him off.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
He does those web redemption things.
All right. Just to say with that trend, Phil, of course, everything trending about the San Francisco Giants, their third World Series in 5 years. They're just an absolute the dynasty. You can call it a dynasty now. And yesterday, I had Philly and I went and did Random Act of Sandwich yesterday. And we, of course, Rena, you remember yesterday we made the bet for lunch with the KC and San Fran. Philly took San Fran. I took KC. And the reason why I took KC is because no team, no visiting team has won Game 7 in a World Series in 34 years up until last night. No visiting team. No
but
visiting
you know
team.
What this visiting team had that no other had?
Madison Bumgarner.
That
who, by the way,
Gardner.
Who used to be in the movie Rookie of the Year with Gary Busey.
Great movie.
No way, that was Roland Baumgartner.
Oh, okay. By the way, you should Google him, Rainey. You might like. I don't think he's your kind of guy, but he's a big strapping Southern guy. You might like him.
Maybe.
Looks like a country music singer a little bit.
My trending story is to avoid all social media at all costs today, because today is hashtag National Cat Day. So your feeds are going to be blown up with people putting pictures of their cat saying, Happy National Cat Day. Here's a funny cat playing a piano video.
Oh, boy.
You know, when those videos overload and people put 90 pictures of their cat in different...
Had I known, I would have taken more pictures of my cats this morning.
Definitely.
But I
know. I have this button called unfollow, too, on Twitter, where if someone starts doing that on my feed...
Just a heads up.
Really handy. All right, that's what's trending at 6:24. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 633. It's the Wrecking Crew here on 92 City FM. It's AC/DC. Never ever played a slow song for their audience.
Which is what makes them poetic.
Right.
I believe that's how he finishes that off.
Which is what makes it so poetic.
Right. There we go. Bang.
Actually, in about 12 hours from now, you'll be hearing H on your airways. And don't forget, he'll have another chance at Toys for Boys, as will the Backseat Drive with Shadow Nancy and us coming up here in about 2 hours. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Raina. Good morning.
2 is the high for today. There's a 30% chance of some flurries coming later on. 2 right now.
Also of note this morning, the Stone Cold Lock of the Week. No, sorry. Let me start that over. Also of note this morning, the Stone Cold Lock of the Century.
Of the Week.
At 7:30. Mm-hmm. We do our, we'll give you the Thursday Nighter and what's going to happen. We've been pretty bang on with it of late.
And coming up here in about 10 minutes, curling passes for the Grand Slam curling in Selkirk.
It's a big event for Selkirk.
Sure it is.
Selkirk had
it's
hometown
a big
hockey.
For anybody.
Selkirk had, Selkirk had hometown hockey a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then now with this huge curling event.
Very cool.
Doing all right.
That's super awesome. Make sure you go and check that out, and we'll have tickets, passes for you free coming up here in about 10 minutes. I wanted to do this early because I feel this is where we get the most concentrated time, at least where they have a chance to phone. But, you know, we constantly get phone calls from truck drivers, and, you know, we defend them. We stick up for them quite a bit, and we got to remind a lot of motorists sometimes. They're like, hey, those guys are carrying big loads.
Yep.
Don't be cutting them off if you're trying to, like... This is a situation.
It's very tempting to cut in front of them when you're coming up to an intersection because you don't want to start behind them at the green light.
Yeah, I think
truckers respect that. Then it's very slow, but you got to remember that it does take them longer to stop,
slow down, all that kind of stuff. So, and listen, I know this audience does a good job of trying to appease a lot of, because we do have a lot of heavy truck drivers, heavy trucks that are driven by people on the roads here. But I do have to ask this question. And please, truck drivers, phone and explain this to me, because I'm driving up Route 90 yesterday and onto the perimeter. And one thing that absolutely drives me insane, and you guys got to explain this one to me, and please tell me if you do this on purpose or not, just to piss off the rest of the motorists, but why do you drive side by side?
Oh, they're not supposed
to. Why do you drive side by side on Route 90?
I'll get a trucker to answer that for you, but I think I have the answer, because truckers need to be, even if they're 10 miles from their turn, they get in that lane. So if there one's in the left and one is in the right, I'm assuming within the next 15 minutes, one of them has to turn right and one of them has to turn left. That's all I can come up with, because you're right, that is frustrating.
It is extremely, extremely frustrating, especially when you're at a light and you see two big trucks parked next to each other and they're carrying big, like, tons and tons and tons. You just know it's like everything just screeches to a halt.
And then there's like 25 cars behind them. It looks like a funeral.
And your brother's a truck driver.
Yeah.
So.
I could ask him next time I see him.
Well, we got some phone calls rolling in here, and I'm sure it's from the trucks. Good morning.
Yeah, you're right. It's pissed you off.
Son of a bitch!
Do it!
It's working!
You bastard. Hi there.
Hi. I am a trucker and all that. It is
because, yeah, we are looking to turn. The next, a couple of blocks away. Also, too, we also try getting in that fast lane, too, is because the truck that we were following decided to, gear up slowly, or they just got a small engine, and they can't gear up as fast as what the other truck will.
Now, wait. So, are you ever just buzzing along at 40K, listening to your tunes, and you look over and realize, oh, I'm right beside another semi. This is kind of douchey. Like, do you ever just forget that you're doing it and not realize that you're doing it?
Well, yeah, we do forget, too, but we're looking to pass the other truck, and we're relying on the other truck to allow us to pass by him.
So he's moving a lot slower. So you guys aren't drag racing off the line, then?
No, not usually.
Okay, we got some more truckers, I'm assuming. Yeah. Hi, City.
Hi. Yeah, I drive trucks, and I'll give you a little solution. We do it because we put up with bullshit all day, with everybody cutting us off and crap like that.
So it's payback. Just come out and say it. It's payback.
And we'll do it and just to piss people off.
Oh, my God. And those big trucks always win in traffic, don't they?
Sure they do.
Yeah, yeah. Hi there.
Hey. Yeah. You know why? It's because people don't let us in.
So you get in your lane early.
Right lane. We would stay in the right lane for sure and get over when we needed to, but nobody wants to let us in. Mm. Oh, also, nobody merges.
Yeah, well, you know that.
Stick to this topic. Hello.
Yeah. Another reason we do it is because we're trying to get into that lane, and no cars will allow us to get into that lane.
Right, mm-hmm. Like the guy, last guy was saying here, wouldn't have
solved it, but we'll take one final call.
All right, last one here. Hello.
Oh.
All right, there you go.
Probably the same information.
All right, so they are doing it on purpose. That's what I've come to.
Yeah. Revenge.
6:38 now.
We have a, we've been doing this all week, that $1,000 gift certificate to Sleep Country Canada, which is awesome. As well, another chance at Toys for Boys for the Temptation, and of course, passes to go see the women's final and the men's final, the Grand Slam of Curling going on in Selkirk.
Doing that right now, as a matter of fact, at 780 City, CITI 2484. If you can tell us who this is, who made this great curling shot right here, Vic Router with the call, with the voice of Canadian curling. Have a look.
Final stone. Cross, move it up, look at it, he moves it,
who was that?
Wow.
Who was
that's
that?
That's hard.
I can see the screen and I can't tell you, so we'll see if some big curling fan knows that. 780 City, 780-2484. Hello, City.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, go ahead.
Was it Vic Router?
Yeah, used to be a curler. No, it was not Vic.
No.
Good morning, City.
Hey, Vic Peters.
Not Vic Peters, no.
Good Manitoba curler, great Manitoba curler.
Good morning. Hello, City.
Hi, is it Jeff Stoughton?
Not Stoughton, no. I'll give you a hint, it's not a Manitoban. I know that seemed that would have been like a very educated guest going with a Manitoban, but decided to go outside of the... Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, go ahead. What?
Okay, sorry.
We had to move on. Hello.
Is it Kevin Martin?
Close.
Okay.
Close. Hello.
Morning.
Is it Kevin?
Sorry, say again. You cut out there.
Kevin Martin?
Not Kevin Martin. You're close, though. Hello.
Hey, is it Jeff Fowler?
No, not Jeff Fowler. I'm going to play it again here. Have a listen.
Final stone. Come across. Move it up.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, is it Bud Howard?
No, not Howard, no. Hello.
Jerry Burtnick.
Not Burtnick, no. My neighbor, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Guy Hemming?
No, not Guy. That poor Quebec team.
I love Guy Hemming. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Was it Brad Jacobs?
Not Brad Jacobs. Man, oh, man. Kevin Martin was close.
Okay.
By namesake.
All right.
Hello.
Wayne Gretzky.
No, what? That's who he was playing in that. Yeah.
Gretzky had 8 goals in curling that game. It was incredible.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
Good.
You? Good. Do you have a guess?
Good. Is it Kevin Cooey?
Yeah. There you go. Kevin Cooey.
He gave you the Kevin part.
Yeah. From Roar of
Thank
the Ring.
Thank you for getting
Very
that.
Very nice. What is your name?
My name is Doug, actually. Wheels, how you doing, man?
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Hang on the line, Doug. We'll grab some details from you. You're off to Selkirk for the Grand Slam of Curling.
Yo, are you going to see the finals of the men's and the women's?
Very cool.
On Sunday.
Very nice. If there wasn't football on, I'd be there in a heartbeat. Same. All right, 6:49 now.
Okay, and still to come before 8 o'clock, Rena's got entertainment news, the scoop, the bone phone at 8:05, but right now.
All right, so if you're looking for a new mattress, maybe you've got the one that's just, I don't know, Phil, let me ask you this, and Rena, maybe the same question to you, but when my wife and I first decided that we were going to, you know, move in together and then get engaged and got married and all that kind of stuff, one of her big things was just like, listen, can we get a new bed?
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like, yes, I understand why you'd like to. Because it's just that is just mine and my wife's bed. No one else's. It's just mine and my wife's. Right. No one else has been in that bed, just us. So I get it. Did you have a similar conversation?
No, the bed I own is a bed that we bought together because I used to have a piece of crap futon.
Right.
So when we moved in together, it was like, okay, we need a bed because we're not sleeping on this piece of crap.
Right. So it was more of like it was just wasn't.
It wasn't okay. That I'm pretty sure this mattress. I'm looking at a nice way of putting it for your mattress wheel. It wasn't that conversation.
Okay.
Like we don't need a crew in here to investigate what exactly is on this mattress. We just need a new one. I didn't have that conversation.
Okay. What about you, Rena? Have you ever had that conversation with a significant other?
We honestly had it like a week ago.
Really?
I swear to God. He brought it up. He's like, we need a new mattress. This one hurts my back. And this one, you slept with your ex in this bed. You know, getting all mad.
Valid points. Like, I didn't even bother arguing. I'm like, you know what?
I was like, this bed is virtually new. I seriously bought it, and then you know we split up not too long after that. So there was
doesn't matter. Still tainted.
No, there was
still tainted.
Such a small.
Still whatever. Tainted.
Mattresses are expensive.
Listen, I'm not even allowed to masturbate by myself. She's like, listen, that's for us only, not for you by yourself. So hey, if you're having one of those conversations with your significant other and you need a new mattress, we're saving you $1,000 at Sleep Country Canada. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
This contest is actually what sparked our conversation. Was. Him on Monday when we started giving away the gift cards. That's what brought it up.
But there's sheets on the bed.
Doesn't matter.
And I know.
Well, you know,
and it's like brand new.
I hear your point. Like when you go to a hotel, can you imagine some of the dirty sex that has happened on mattresses? Dirty sex.
You know, it's
like CBC radio hosts could have stayed there.
The bed frame is fine.
Well, you can pay for it then.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I'm like, fine, go ahead. Buy a mattress, buy a new bed frame.
Go crazy.
I bought all this stuff brand new less than a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Let's play some the scary, spooky Halloween edition of 30 seconds on the clock. We'll give you a topic. If you can talk about said topic without saying the words which are simple transitional phrases in the English language, then we'll award you with a $1,000 gift certificate to Sleep Country Canada. Buy a mattress anywhere else.
Ping.
Okay, that's got to stop. That's the one reason I'm looking forward to this contest ending. It was kind of cute at the beginning of the week. Now it's just like, okay.
They're paying for it.
You guys just sing?
Yep.
I'm not singing. I just do the ping.
Yeah, yes. I get it. Yep. Hi, City. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. It's Darren.
All right, Darren, 30 seconds on the clock. Talk about the conversation you've had with your ex about a mattress. Go.
Wow.
That was quick.
Didn't do that good there.
Good morning, City.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Talk about what you think Philly is going to be for Halloween. Mm. Go.
Philly is going to probably be the biggest ginger on the planet because, really, there's no other ginger that's worth talking about. He's a little bit short. But what are you going to do about that? I would say he's probably going to dress up as a witch ginger. There's nothing hotter than a witch ginger. Philly will have that witch ginger hat and that witch ginger thong because you know what they say? The hat's got to match the purse. He's definitely the man for that. Taking it out, he's going to have that matching pillowcase. Beautiful ensemble. He's going to have those long, smooth stockings that Philly loves to wear and make the men hot.
Okay, you made the 30 seconds, but keep going. I want to see where this goes. Yeah.
I'm a little tense about some of your visuals of me, but...
It's like an audio porn book of Philly.
Wow.
When I stop by to get that, Philly, we're going to have a talk.
Wow. Nope, I'll be long gone. Please don't page me.
And action. The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. Trade in and trade up. That's right. They accept trades. Straight up and on consignment. Details at EnnsBrothers.com. The fun starts here.
So the Gian Gameschi thing is getting a lot messier. So he is the CBC star who was fired after some allegations came forward from women saying that he was very abusive and violent during sex. And now... an actress, Lucy DeContour, who plays Lucy on the Trailer Park Boys, has stepped up and made a public allegation against him, which is a big, which is a really big deal. A bunch of her co-stars, like Bubbles and stuff, were tweeting at her, "Way to go, girl! Way to stand up for yourself." And she says that when she went on a couple dates with him, he would punch her in the side of the head a couple times, like just very descriptive, very scary stuff that he was doing to these girls. Now there's a total of 8 women who've come forward and said that he would punch them in the head during sex and like pull them around, push them around, pull their hair, like just violent stuff.
Yeah.
And he is claiming, obviously, that none of it's true, and what he does in his private life is no one's business. He shouldn't be losing his job. Trying to sue CBS for $55
million.
CBC for $55 million. It's just kind of a big mess
right now. There are also accusations about harassment around the office, too.
Yeah, there's just more and more stuff coming out now. It's kind of in the process of just building up.
If you want to read something very good on this topic, Melissa Martin, the Winnipeg Free Press.
Melissa's a good friend. I've known her for a long time. She's a wonderful human being.
Find her on Twitter. She tweeted out a link to a blog she did about Jean Gomeshi, and apparently this is her story on her blog, was saying that women within the industry, because they're all at very similar parties, for years have been warning each other, stay away from Jean. Like, if you would see another woman that you know talking to him,
right?
It was like, no, don't go near him. Like,
that's the thing
dangerous.
That's apparently following around now, is that they would say he's a bad date.
Yeah.
Is the kind of reputation that he
that
had.
That keeps coming up. Yeah. That phrase, yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris and his new husband, David Burka, are going to be coming up on American Horror Story Freak Show. They are going to be featured in an episode, I guess, in 2 episodes. In the 11th and 12th episode, I guess Neil Patrick Harris loves the show. He called Ryan Murphy. They're buddies. Ryan Murphy's the producer of the show. He's the same guy who made Glee, so he does a lot of, like, singing and dancing type stuff, Broadway. So him and Neil Patrick Harris are buddies. So he's going to be featured on the show as a chameleon salesman. Pretty much, we'll have to wait for that. Coming up, 12, 13 episodes.
All right.
And Bruce Jenner, my final story for today, is being taunted where he golfs. So, I'm going to get into this. So he's at the Sherwood Country Club in Thousand Oaks.
I'm sure the membership there,
they pay a lot of money.
I think the opening share is like $150,000 or $250,000.
Yeah, and if you watch the Kardashian show, he golfs a lot on the show. That's pretty much what he does every day, all the time. It's just golfs. And now he's being really seriously harassed by fellow golfers, which is sad. I know that Bruce Jenner, he dyed his hair. He got, the trend where it's kind of like faded, like dark at the top and then fades a little bit light. He got that done, and he got his nails painted pink.
Yeah, he started to look more and more like a woman, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely looking a lot more feminine for no real reason. He is getting divorced, but he says he's not gay or anything. He's not seeing anybody. So he's saying, I can do what I want. I'm a person. I pay a membership here. I shouldn't be harassed on the course. He was just walking on the green, and he says another golfer screamed, "How's your dick?" suggesting that he doesn't have one.
He
points
usually
at his
you try to be kind of coy about it.
Yeah.
Just right out with it, eh?
He pointed at it, said it's right here. It hasn't worked in 20 years. He's joking about himself. And then apparently in the locker room, the guys are making fun of his hairstyle. They're threatening to cut it off if he doesn't do it. Like, getting really mean. And like, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, Kim Kardashian's stepdad or whoever he is. You can't bully someone like that, especially at a golf course. They always hold their golfers to such a high standard, like not wearing sleeves, like crazy rules, but you're harassing other golfers that should be losing their membership.
I don't think that's right in elementary school or in, you know, for adults to act like that.
For adults to threaten to cut someone's hair because it's long?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, I'm no huge fan of Bruce Jenner, but that's just, you know, let the man dress and act how he wants.
That's
the
scoop.
It's Bone Phone, brought to you by Advance Electronics, with not a cent to pay for 1 year OAC. No interest, no admin fees, no prepaid taxes during the Advance Great Fall Sale. On now.
We will start with a guy who, I love when people call for advice. We won't necessarily have the answer, but we will bullshit and pretend we do have it. So let's start with this.
Hey, guys, love the show. Hey, I got a speeding ticket yesterday, and I noticed that they spelled my last name wrong on my, for the name and the driver's license ID. So I've heard that.
Throw it out.
You lucky SOB.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Check it out.
Is it a fact that
absolutely.
Any error, any
I scan my tickets like crazy.
Sure.
Any error.
Don't even have to fight. Just take it out and go, ha, 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 ha.
Not me.
Circle it with red ink like your teacher used to when you screwed up in school. Yeah. Circle it and point it out and write fail right next to it.
That's not my name.
Throw it at the magistrate.
Oh, yeah, I don't know you. $300. Ha, 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 ha.
Boom, and then walk out and click your heels on the way out.
So lucky.
more from a traffic here.
Hey, asshole. The fact that you stood up to close 5 car lengths gap when you realize I was about to pull into the lane in front of you doesn't mean I cut you off. That means you tried to box me out. You're the asshole.
Mm. Okay, boom. Careful.
Fight.
Road rage is not safe for anybody.
No, there was a guy who was killed this week, or on the weekend, on Sunday, after a road rage incident. Remember?
Yeah.
In my news?
Yeah.
Very scary.
Yeah.
Stay in your vehicle.
Stay in your car.
Take a deep breath. Smart TV.
Fido.
What's that?
Fido. Forget it. Drive on. It's a good acronym to remember. Fido.
So, when you said that, I was thinking cell phone company.
No.
Fido. Life coach over here.
Thanks, Tony Robbins. Yeah. Wheels, you have a smart TV. I've been saying lately that I want one because with this Rogers Game Center.
I have your answer, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Well, check this out. Here are all the things that you can download NHL Game Center to. Your Android, your Apple TV, your iPad, your iPhone or iPod Touch, your PlayStation 3 or 4, which I know you have.
What?
Your PlayStation Vita. Roku, which is a brand of television, Sony devices, and Xbox. You can download NHL Game Center Live and stream any game through any of those devices.
I'm jimmying my laptop up to my TV, and I could have been watching it through the PlayStation.
Right. Crystal clear.
The hell?
Crystal clear.
What's the matter with me?
Through your PlayStation.
Okay, well, I'll play this call anyway, even though it's irrelevant now.
Billy, the answer to your smart TV problem with Rogers, just buy a Chromecast. It's something you plug into your TVs and you can cast everything wirelessly from your tablet or your laptop so you don't have to deal with the bullshit of rugged wires and shit.
Can you come over and hook it up for me, though? Like, that's the one thing, you know?
For your PlayStation or for what he's talking about?
I don't even need what he's talking about.
No, just do it for your PlayStation.
I'm going to do that right after work today. Yep. That is amazing. Jukeboxes came up on the show yesterday. We all have fond memories of them. They're fun, right? It's nice when you walk into an establishment nowadays, and they have one sitting there.
Hello there, fellas. You're talking jukebox. If you go to Skinner's out there off Henderson Highway towards Lockport, they still have a jukebox with the old Rock and Rollers, plus the ones on the tables. So it was kind of neat going out there this summer, as I had guests in from China. Just kidding. I wouldn't bring them there.
They're not good enough for Skinner's. Yeah. I'm taking you to the Forks.
Not allowed.
That's where you take visitors.
Interesting.
Okay, Rita, I'm not sure if you were asking about this off air or we all were, but are Christmas decorations up a little earlier than usual this year?
Yeah, I don't agree with all the Christmas decorations going up so early. I mean, I've always thought traditionally you should leave them off until November 11th after Veterans Day or Remembrance Day. But, I mean, everywhere you look now, decorations here, decorations there. Is this just something that I've made up myself, or does anyone else follow this? But I thought it was just something respectful, and now still more than ever.
No, they've always done it whenever they feel like it, but I do feel like it's earlier this year. There's full Christmas aisles at every store. If you're going to Walmart, any store you walk into, they have all their Christmas stuff totally set up.
Yeah. I walked into Love Nest and they have a Christmas aisle there too. You would not believe what they have for Santa Claus.
Were you seriously in there?
No.
Oh, okay. I've been thinking of wandering around in there, seeing what they have.
Guys, I always thought they waited until at least they took the Halloween decorations down, but no, like the Halloween stuff is very minimal compared to the Christmas stuff now.
Well, which one sells better?
Well, I know, but I can't see it selling good right now this early.
Yeah.
Back to the
Love Nest. If you do go in there, I'm looking for a Katy Perry blow-up doll.
Katy Perry, keep done.
See if they have it. And tell me how close it looks to her.
Schmady hair.
That's what they call her. The Schmady hair.
Schmady hair. No, I mean... Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
A long time ago.
If I'm on your Christmas list. I'm looking for one.
That's it. Count tomorrow night how many Frozen characters come to your door.
I was joking when I said let's talk about
Frozen. No, but seriously, I'm glad you brought it because I want you to count how many Frozen characters.
Well, I don't know about Frozen characters. I couldn't even tell you. I'll have to ask my wife because I haven't seen it yet. Mm. I think I'm the only person on Earth.
Yeah, you would know what the costumes would look like.
Okay, so.
Princess.
But I think it's a good exercise. Exercise? This sounds like one of those workshops we do with corporate. To figure out, like, what is the most popular costume this year for little kids and big kids? What are they all wearing?
Mm-hmm. It'll be frozen.
Frozen will be very popular.
Yeah, guaranteed, that's what every kid wants to be.
Mm-hmm. I lucked out this year. I lucked out because last year, of course, my boy was on, my eldest Angus was only two, and so we brought him down to Halloween Spirit. We're like, what do you want to be? And he picked out an Elmo costume.
Yeah.
He's a little big for this year, so I was like, we got to go get him another one. I'm like, why don't we ask him? Like, hey, bud, what do you want to dress up as? Right. He gets it now.
Yep.
And so I was like, bud, what do you want to dress up as? He goes, Ricky Fowler. Boom. Done.
Oh, a golfer.
Put a golf shirt on and a hat and hold a golf club in your hand, and there's your costume. Let's go get some candy.
Mine's not quite Ricky Fowler or, Markel Kvecchia or a famous golfer, but he's going as Bumblebee, a Transformers.
Oh, very cool.
It's so rare that kids wear homemade costumes anymore. Like, growing up, it was homemade. There was no such thing as buying your costume.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always insane requests, too. I wanted to be Sarah Jessica Parker from Hocus Pocus. Like, every year, my mom was trying to remake this costume to fit me. Like,
so you dressed as a horse.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah.
No, I wore the same costume like 3 years in a row, man. A homemade baseball player costume.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, what are you, baby?
My wife makes fun of me when she looks back at the old photos. Is like,
baseball,
were you a baseball,
baseball
player
baseball.
Every year from like the ages 3 till 10?
Yes, I was.
Yep.
My buddy Stump down the road, he's going to take his kid out. And he goes, I'm going to dress up too. And if I don't get candy, I'm going to be really mad because he puts a lot of effort into his costumes. And I'm cool with that. Like, if you're an adult and you're going to go all out and dress up, you're getting candy.
Yeah.
As long as you have a kid.
Of course,
with you.
But you got to be, you got a kid with you.
Yeah.
Especially. But I mean, these kids with the balaclava and the jacket.
What about when the parents come to your door with one of their 2-year-old and then they have another kid who's maybe 8 months old in a stroller and they're holding a bag saying, this is for that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, what are you gonna do? I'm going to dump
it. I'm like, there's no way that 6-month-old child is eating candy.
Confrontational. You're starting fights on the front step.
No.
Get the baby out of here. I'm not giving it any candy.
I'm just curious. Mm, like, when parents do that, don't they feel a little silly?
Maybe.
Like, wouldn't you be a little embarrassed of yourself?
Rena, I hand out candy based on three things. Their costume, how well they say trick or treat, and if they don't say trick or treat, then they have to sing a song. So those are like those. And if you do it well, then you get a handful of candy. If it's
skip your house.
No, I know you're still getting candy.
Singing any songs. You tell me to sing a song, you're getting the middle finger, and I'm gonna egg your house later.
City traffic.
Sing a song yourself,
a-hole.
What am I, a clown? Want me to make some balloon animals
dance
for you, too?
Monkey, dance.
Toys for Boys 4.
The Temptations.
Okay, so here's the earth. I've been through 86 calls off the air. Time to disappoint a few people and make someone really happy. And don't forget, tomorrow is the very last day. That's it. Bonus week is over. No one else is getting in for Toys for Boys for the Temptation unless you buy your way in by becoming an all-access VIP member at 92cityfm.ca and accumulating points and then spending it on the entry. Is that complicated? Is that too much?
No, I got it.
Makes
okay,
sense,
good.
Yeah.
Right. So 3 chances today, 3 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So this is after today. After this, will be 5 left.
Oh.
No. Wait, we didn't even tell you yet, though.
No, I know.
She knows.
Okay, you know what disappointment sounds like. Take care.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good morning, City.
Hello.
Yeah, you're 88.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, mate. No, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. We're sorry.
You're married, aren't you? You're used to apologizing.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi.
89.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Hello, you're 90.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Wow. Beat sorry.
91.
Oh!
Sorry.
Things will improve today. Things will improve.
Your day will get better.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Be positive.
Go get a blood test. It'll come out good, I promise. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Stay on the line. Stay on the line. Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Because
You're 92.
You're kidding me.
No.
Don't hang up.
It's true. It's legit. This is real.
Yeah.
So you have an option now. Do you want to open that toy box or would you like in for the grand prize qualification?
I want the grand prize.
Grand prize, $40,000 could be yours. We're going to do it at Enns Brothers in the upcoming weeks. You're going to get a phone call from promo, but don't hang up. We got to grab your information first, so don't move. But we do have to find out what's inside that toy box and what you passed up on.
A pair of tickets to see the Trailer Park Boys. Dear Santa Claus Tour featuring Ricky, Julian, Bubbles, Randy, and Mr. Leahy. December 10th at the Club Region Event Center.
By the way, that Club Region Event Center is spectacular. Is it not, Rena?
Oh, yeah. I went there for the Slaughter show. It was great.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
So you pass up on those. That's not a bad deal. It's a good prize, but that means they go back in. So you could see those coming up this afternoon with Shadow and Nancy in the backseat drive with H tomorrow. And again, tomorrow, as tomorrow is the last day to get in for Toys for Boys for the Temptation. So you hang on the line. Details coming up. 8:37. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Raina. Still lots of stuff coming up, including stories we missed in the NHL report.
To City FM NHL Report, brought to you by MurrayChevrolet.ca.
As the Oilers are learning, if you're a Western team and you're going to make hay, do it against the East. If you get a big whack of games, you try to deny it all you want, but the West is a more powerful conference.
Sure it is.
It just is. Yep. The Oilers haven't won in six games against the West, but they're beating all the Eastern teams. So and the Jets...
It kind of makes you jealous that we had to move over to the West, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Especially in that really weak division that we were in.
The Jets with Carolina,
Florida. Who
Jets would be right in the mix of a playoff every year, guaranteed in the East. Everybody is, except for Buffalo and Carolina. So, but it is what it is, and you got to make hay when you can. Win over the Islanders to start the trip. Now they move on to New Jersey, up against an old friend of the show, Corey Schneider. I think he'll be in there.
Oh, he'll definitely get. He let in five, and then Clementson let in three against the Penguins. So
they got the hook last game against Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
they're looking to bounce back. That's always dangerous. A team that's looking to redeem themselves from an embarrassing effort.
For those that remember on Tuesday, Rena had hiccups. She had the hiccups during the NHL report, and you had four hiccups during that report. The Jets scored four goals. Now, you don't have the hiccups this morning.
Nope.
But how many times have you farted during this segment?
None.
Girls don't fart or poop. We know that.
How many times did you fluff?
None.
Any other bodily fluids?
Zero.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Yuck.
Can't base
how many
it on
times
my
have you
fluid.
Did you
hashtag
swear?
Blame Rena.
Gas only.
How many times you
whether
swear?
Whether it's burps or farts,
air.
That's you go by. Bodily fluids, Wheeler, that's
hey,
pushing it.
How many what? Times did she swear off air this morning?
That's true. How many times did you swear off
None.
Air?
Oh, well, wait, it's going to be 56-54 tonight.
At least a dozen.
Yeah.
I don't think I've sworn off air today.
Doesn't even notice. True mark of a sailor.
You don't swear off air? I thought you did once in a while.
Oh, I usually do. I just think I've been a little quiet today.
Oh, okay.
That's your NHL report.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, so have you ever gotten a birthday card, or have you ever done this to someone where, or not done this to someone, but done this for someone where you give a birthday card or some sort of holiday greeting and you stuff a lottery ticket in there, like a scratch
I've seen it.
Or whatever?
Yep.
Have you ever scratched one that's paid off?
Like not
won,
for big money.
I've
no.
won like 10 bucks or a toonie.
This father gave her, his daughter, two $20 Illinois lottery tickets for her 19th birthday last week.
Yeah.
One of those, $100 million Money Mania scratch cards, was worth $4 million.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday, baby. Here's four schmill. I want half. I bought it for you for your present.
God, and at 19, getting that rich, like, that just pisses me off.
Okay, 92 City FM Facebook page. We've been talking about scary movies. Because, Wheels, you're looking for one to watch with the wife.
Tomorrow night. Can't wait.
Okay, so I'm looking for the scariest movies, or we are. Just some of the suggestions that have come in so far. Brokeback Mountain, Grave Encounters. It's up there. Finding Nemo. These are just a lot of people just being ha-ha.
Yeah.
But The Exorcist. Has she ever seen The Exorcist, the original, Wheels?
The Echo, has she? I don't
she.
Know.
Has she?
That
seen,
is have
terrifying.
Have you ever seen Hostel? Yes, I've seen Hostel.
I don't think she has. No, she doesn't watch any scary movies.
Like
is that
movie,
more like gore, though, isn't it? Just gore?
It was scary stuff. I was freaked the F out. I was, like, so scary.
The original Halloween is also terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, continue.
The Grudge and those kind of older movies are okay.
Well, she even said, I don't want to watch Freddy Krueger or any of that stuff, so I'm thinking about getting... She really hates, like, anything that has to do with demonic possession.
Mm-hmm.
Like, The Rite. Do you remember that one with Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
I loved that movie.
Well, the Ring. Watch the old Chucky
no, she won't do
stuff.
That one either.
Really?
The
no.
Ring is good.
Like
the Ring? Seen The Ring?
I don't know.
That's a scary ass
I've
movie.
Seen that one. I don't want to watch that again. It scared the shit out of me.
The Ring was very scary.
Yeah, it was.
There's a Dallas man who is in trouble because he decorated his house to resemble an Ebola hotspot. So basically, he has the quarantine tape, the yellow caution tape all over, biohazard stickers. He has these blue plastic barrels that he put up everywhere, basically just to make it look like a total Ebola zone and watch out and stuff. And now he could be getting in huge trouble for it. He was trying to raise money and donate the money to Ebola research, and they refused to accept any money from this guy because he's making fun of the disease, they said, and they won't take any of the money that he's raised for charity.
Yeah, it's a tough lesson for some people to learn. You know, Ebola, not really funny.
And it's like a picture of him and his, like, three little boys, and, like, they all, you know, built it together. Kind of a sad, like, he just had no concept of how wrong it was.
780 City CITI 2484. For any stories we missed, go ahead.
Hey, you're looking for a good movie to watch for Halloween?
Sure, yes.
Yeah. It's fairly new, but it's called Horn.
Horn?
Okay, is that one actually good? That's with Harry, like Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter is the star. And I saw a preview yesterday and I laughed because I thought it was so stupid. And when the title came up, Horns. It's Daniel Radcliffe with horns running around. It's very
good. Wow.
He
uses an American accent, and the story is written by Stephen King's son.
Oh, okay.
Y'all watch that if you promise to watch Thanksgiving. About turkeys gone mad.
I wonder if the wife will watch that one.
Just for a joke, pop that in. Hello, City.
Yeah, you want to? You and your Wheeler, if you and your wife are watching scary movies, why don't you get her to watch Monster Squad? That'll get her a good laugh.
It's a really bad Hollywood flop. Hello.
Hey, another movie, but not so scary. That's Halloween theme. It's called Trick or Treat. It's like a bunch of little Halloween theme stories all connected into one.
All right. Do that, sure.
I'll put that on the list. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey. Just talking about scary movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typically, I usually have a tradition there with my wife and I do that same thing, but I don't know if you've seen The Strangers. I like kind of those ones.
Is that the one where the dude sits on his hand until it falls asleep?
No. Sure.
The Strangers with Liv Tyler. It's a terrifying movie. Yes.
Watch Young Frankenstein. I saw it the other day. It's a comedy and it's Halloween-y.
Strangers so scary.
No, I honestly, this is, I never get to watch scary movies with my wife. So I don't want to go cutesy, Rena.
Yeah.
This isn't the time to go cutesy. This is the time to go full steam ahead.
It's a classic.
Hello.
Blue Bomber Highlight.
There you go. Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.